This is Summer of StoryCorps on 90.5 WESA. I'm Maria Scapoletto. The next 3 months, we're going to bring you conversations recorded in a StoryCorps mobile recording studio at the Heinz History Center last fall. You'll hear unique stories from people of diverse backgrounds and experiences, all with two things in common: a connection to the Steel City and something to say about their time here. In our first installment, David McCullough, Pittsburgher, Pulitzer Prize winner, perhaps the country's most celebrated living writer of American history. Speaking with Heinz History Center President Andy Masick, McCullough said his fascination with exploring our country's past began right here on the banks of the Three Rivers.
I think Pittsburgh has influenced my life in ways that I'm only beginning to see now in retrospect. I grew up in a town, a city with such an abundance of history that we heard about history and the history of Pittsburgh, not only in school, but at the dinner table. And the family stories, which were often very hilarious because there were so many eccentric people, were often directly connected to historic events that took place here. Fires, floods, strikes, all the rest. It just seemed to me that you couldn't go anywhere, that you weren't seeing history right in front of you if anybody were considerate enough and interested enough to tell you about it. Ways of speech, attitudes about obligations as a citizen or as a neighbor, all that has to do with where we're brought up and how we're brought up. And I thank goodness that I was raised the way I was and that they provided the education that I had. I feel very, very lucky to have had the chance to have gone to Shadyside Academy here in Pittsburgh.
You also started out at the Linden School, which
Yes.
was formative for you. What do you think is different about our education system today as compared to Pittsburgh's Linden School?
Well, for one thing, at Linden School, and this was not normal, I'm told now, this was something initiated by the marvelous Carolyn D. Patterson, who was one of the founders of WQED, the first public television station in the country. And she believed that the arts, art, music, theater, should not be the parsley around the main dish of arithmetic and English and science. They should be part of the diet, so that we had art, music, and theater every day. There was no limit to how far we could go if we worked hard and if we treated the other people that we were working with as equals and without disrespect of any kind or unfairness.
You've written books. You've won Pulitzer Prizes. You're America's favorite historian. If you had to choose one person who has made a difference in your life, who would that be?
That would be my editor-in-chief, my wife, Rosalie. We met here in Pittsburgh when we were just finishing high school. For me, it was instant love, and I won her over eventually. And we've been married 62 years. We have 5 children, 19 grandchildren, and she, in effect, is our guiding star. She's the Secretary of Commerce. She's the Treasury, I should say. She's the Chair of the Ethics Committee, and she's got a terrific vocabulary.
David, I could talk to you all day. I just want to thank you.
Well, let's do it.
Thank you for being an inspiration to me and
thank
to
you,
America.
Andy.
Thank you.
Historian and Pittsburgh native David McCullough, speaking with Andy Masick as part of our Summer of StoryCorps series. Find more online at WESA.FM.
Summer of StoryCorps is made possible by Hilda and Freddie Fu and the Pittsburgh Foundation.